Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody.
The mind is coming out to you. March 2nd, March 3rd, 2021. Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. This is Dove Knight. How are you doing? I'm back again. Well, I wanted to tell you that I'm back again on this podcast. You can hear me on Twitter. So those who are listening to this podcast, I thank you. This is a joy to communicate to you guys, because there is news about the album, The Dove Knight Matter Part 2. And I will say I've been on Twitter talking about my music for many years. So again, thank you for listening. You know, The Dove Knight Matter Part 2 is just a combination of pop and rock music. It's a tug of war between falling in love and coming adversity. I wanted to say there were some of my tracks. You know, I was looking at the album this morning, and perhaps I forgot to put Because You Are Gone, because a lot of people have liked that. And I'm going to say, if you're interested or keep an open mind, it's on Spotify, Deezer, iTunes, and just, you know, that is just a courtesy call. And again, thank you very much for listening. The important point of the podcast is for me to communicate not only about music, but have to discuss the philosophy. The philosophy that I have is a personal point of view. It's not religious in any way. It's just a point of view of just talking about things that are related to my artistry as well as related to just basic common sense in general. And I just want to say that it's about love, because love is the highest form of expression in the universe. And that's why I've written these songs, you know, these songs for you to enjoy. You know what that song is? I really want to be with you. I played it so many times. So please consider listening. It's a great song. One of my favorite songs on the album to make, because not only because I happen to have the opportunity or the luck to sing it and write it with someone else, but also the objectivity of that song was to create a song, a message about love. Falling in love with someone because of romantic love is so important.
Hello.
I really want to
you to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation.
Company.
cutting the, you know, just going to talk about the song. The reason why I cut the song short is not because I don't want you to listen to it. I want you to just consider listening to it on Spotify because it's for free or anywhere else that you can, if you keep it on my mind. If not, again, thank you for listening. Because the unique is just such a joy. And it was about, you know, people looking at my personality and making false insinuations about my health, mental, physical health, simply because I was an artist. You know, I dressed. I also, you know, dressed differently on my size. I thought I was too big and I was acting silly, joking around, you know, just joking around. And they really thought I wasn't well, and I realized that they were really ignorant about the realities of life. If they can talk to me directly and really know where I was going and not make insinuating comments about who I am and what I am, then they would know the difference about who I am as a person. Because seriously, we can't make judgments on somebody's on a book by its cover, but people do it anyway, which shows the ignorance in the society. So I don't like that. Just because I'm joking around doesn't mean I'm mentally ill. That means someone's got a very low IQ and don't understand how to live on this planet. When I'm serious, I'm serious. When I joke around with my friends in the privacy of my own home or so on like anyone else. It's just having fun. I mean, that, and another thing. So, because I was joking around in my home, you know, in the privacy of my own home, people thought, and then they were saying, oh, you know, you're a comedian. Listen, everybody joke around. That doesn't mean I'm a comedian. Of course, as far as a career is concerned, yes, that would be an opportunity. Being a comedian is a dream. But it's one of the dreams that I have, but it really is is my singing songwriting. I'm an actor, singer, songwriter, okay? So don't pigeonhole me to be something when I'm just joking around in the privacy of my own home, because it is offensive to all the people who really want to be comedians who are out there in West Hollywood at the Comedy Store trying to make their dreams come true, because I hope it happens to them. So they should. I hope their dream happened like mine, because I was at the Rainbow and you know, dreamed of being at the Whiskey A Go-Go. That's where I want to be to make my dreams come true, because I'm a singer, a songwriter, an artist. Yes, I do act a little, but just because I joke around doesn't mean that I'm trying to be a comedian, because everybody jokes around. Of course, if I wanted to try comedian, it would be a great opportunity. But at the same time, that's not what I anticipated myself to be when I came to Hollywood. And I still don't, because I am pretty much an artist, singer, songwriter, actor. Well, anyway, and no disrespect to anyone, because I'm just saying that people shouldn't make insinuating comments about me or anything without knowing all the information or knowing what I'm actually doing in the first place. So that's my philosophy for today. I mean, people really need to stop. And if people perceive me to be unique, which as I got older, I realized people's what they point of view and their perceptions are based on how they grew up or whatever, then fine, I respect that. But there's a difference between perception and knowing what the truth is about what I'm doing or what anyone else is doing or saying. Because we can't judge a book by its cover. And unique, the song was just, I was pretty much judged by my size. Just because if I'm heavy set or if I'm skinny or whatever does not mean that I shouldn't be in the industry. Shoot, the music industry is about whether I can really play and whether I can really sing or whether I can really write a song. That's what it's about. Because when you go into the music industry, I'd be working, you know, to make music, write a song, sing it, or play it on a keyboard. It's not about whether I'm beautiful or not. And people prejudge me, say, oh, I'm too ugly, oh, I can't be the lead singer of a band. You no know that ignorance is going to lose credibility, not only on the artist, but lose the value of the music business. Because the music business is not about modeling. It's about whether you have talent. If you're beautiful, that's good. But it's about whether you have talent. And that's what I like to say on that part. And that's why the reason why I wrote that, because someone perceived and looked at me because of the way I look and not my talent. And because people perceive and look at me and the way I act and not know the whole story about what I'm going through. So I think we should really talk to people and ask them how they're feeling or what's going on before we make a judgment call. Any other seriousness is Tragedy's 9-1-AM, which is on the album.
When I was young, I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I failed to advance and I didn't feel bright. But I sabotaged myself. I got no one to blame but myself.
Tragedy is not what I am. It's about overcoming obstacles. It's a positive song. You know, we had a big obstacle with COVID, and getting these vaccinations is a sign that progress is made to overcome obstacles. That's what it's about. I had so many obstacles in my life when I written it. I overcome so many, practically to prevent myself from even leaving the earth at an early age. So it was about overcoming it. When I say tragedy is not what I am, it's speaking about the homelessness that I experienced when I was living in a freaking gutter in Hollywood in Los Angeles County, and how I really hung in there, and there was a light at the end of the tunnel to keep me going. So that's the adversity, overcoming adversity part of the album. There is this song, Outcast, which is a little more about melancholy. That was about feeling alone, isolated on the planet. It happened where I wrote the lyrics while I was in a coffee shop on the street, homeless, because I got robbed living with somebody, and I was in a coffee shop, 24-hour coffee shop. You know, they used to have that open. I don't think they have the 24-hour coffee shops open. And I written all the lyrics, and I was homeless, and I was about to go back to New York State. Yes, I did. It was very horrific, but then luck came about, or somebody wanted to offer me a place, because I lost my job, and then I found another one. So at that time, I was really struggling, and the belief that things will change, because I went through too many episodes related to adversity. So that's why I've written Tragedy is Not What I Am. It's a very positive song. You can buy the single or you can get it at Death Knight Matter Part 2. There are other albums released, Matters Part 2, and there's Death Knight Past and Present, where I designed the album cover. You know, you see me with my eyes shining in the dark, in the window. Well, anyway, that's why I brought it up, and the unique is the overcoming adversity. And again, I apologize if I sound really stern, but it really is about the ignorance of the society where people label me and label the way I act due to ignorance or ulterior motives. So if I talk about my music or something, people think I'm crazy or whatever, but I ignore that because those are the naysayers. That's just ulterior motives. I can't listen to that. But people who are pretty much ignorant, they're crazy to even say things that don't pertain to reality because I joke around, or if I talk about serious issues related to music, they think something's wrong with me mentally. One person labeled me a schizophrenic simply because I was talking about music that I released on a professional level, which is so ignorant and so defamatory. I was thinking something was wrong with that person. Because I don't have no diagnosis of schizophrenia. I'm just a normal person like anybody. But the perception is that from the, on their part is not based on reality. It's based on something wrong with them. Whatever ulterior motives, whether it's negative or whether it's based on something that doesn't pertain to the truth, which, like I said, schizophrenia. Nobody is schizophrenic simply because they're joking around or talking about music that's been released to the public. I mean, that is really ignorant. So we have to be careful to not judge people based on a book by its cover, because I have people who prejudge me to be something that I was not, just like what I said. I ignore those naysayers and I ignore those ignorant people. And look at, because I do believe that most people base their analysis on common sense. But unfortunately, when I, you know, was in the music industry and they're based on the way I look, and I say, yeah, that's a degree that helps sell the record, but really it's about whether I can play or write or sing, because when you're in the industry working, that's all you do is play, write, or sing. That's the most important thing. So I hope that I'm clear about that. If you have any questions, you can contact me at DuffNeesLove22, because there's a lot of ignorance in this world, not just prejudice in general, not just all this stuff which we shouldn't be thinking about in the 21st century. It's also basic common sense on people's IQ level and relating to people as a whole, and not to diagnosing them based on something that doesn't pertain to a diagnosis in the first place. I mean, it's basic common sense. I mean, because when I told you about the person who said making an analysis on the way I look, or saying that because I'm joking around with a friend that I'm something wrong with me, then something, the world has a way to go to understanding the true reality about people. So that's all I need to say on that topic. And as again, the love is so important. Love, 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 really. Showcasing the different parts of the album, which is about love, like you heard. That is why I fell in love with you. I really want to be with you. I really want to get to know you. And then the other side of the album, which is that verse, like drama. I apologize. Tragedy is not what I am. And tragedy is not what I am. And unique. And outcast. Because those are songs that are about adversity, overcoming adversity. And really, the album is only three songs. And it's, you know, when I say overcoming trauma, it's overcoming negativity. And the reason behind the adversity part with the rock and roll music is because of what I explained, ignorance, judgment, etc. And I hope you're having a good, nice day, because I really enjoyed talking to you, because talking to you on this podcast was such a blessing. And also, you know, I really am honored to talk to you, whoever's listening to me, because it is what it is. It's the truth. Everything I say is the truth. And again, thank you. And here is a love song that's rock and roll. Form expression in the universe. And that is why the Duff Matter Part 2 is six songs are about love. Falling in love is so important. I wanted to memorize the adversity part because the emphasis on the album is about love. Now, I was told by people that they thought it was so negative, the perverse part. It's like, it's not negative, it's just adversity. It's just overcoming adversity, really. And you know, it's like finding a meaningful way to express thyself to becoming more positive. And I apologize if I came off unclear, or if you don't understand what I've said in this podcast, you can contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter. And it's a joy to talk to you again, whoever's listening to my podcast, because I'm honored. And everything I say is the truth, because when I got into really a detail about ignorance, it is one reason why I wrote the song Unique. And it continues today, where people make prejudgments on me and prejudgments in general about. And I hope that we can get to the point where we don't judge a book by its cover, but really look on the inside. Because ignorance is bliss. Thank you. Good day, good night, and good night.